Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Stretch run of Grant and Danny, taking you up to 6:30 live from Radio Row in New Orleans. Danny's back in our D.C. studios. Danny, you will be surprised to know that all the other shows that start at 2 o'clock ended a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And those guys have just left Radio Row, and we still have a half hour.
I'm looking behind you. I actually see some tumbleweed going by. I think there's a barn door kind of slowly swinging open and shut with the wind. It's empty behind you.
We're on that Mike Francesa clock, those 4.5 hours of radio. The 94 WIP Sports Radio Philadelphia guys also started at 2. Let me just ask them how their I can't ask them how their show went.
Because they're gone.
Because they are already in their Uber after leaving about 10 minutes ago. They did sing coming back from break a couple times, so that happened.
I heard that in the background, and I had questions but thought better of it.
Yeah, there was a whole song. I'm not a big sing-a-song guy, but they are big sing-a-song guys.
Was the song called Not For Me? Or I'm out on that?
I don't know what it was called. It was called They're Back in the Super Bowl for the third time
in 8 years. Nice.
So lucky ducks. But, yeah, so we're still going strong until 6:30 as we do each and every day here on The Fan. The show is brought to you by our friends, the law firm Condori and Murrah. They're the exclusive sponsor of the program. They will help you to draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney for you, whatever you need. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that we sent you so they can give you a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Danny, I'm going somewhere with this, okay?
Okay.
I want you to start thinking about what you would ban from weddings. If you got to ban one thing from weddings, what would it be?
Ooh.
Now, for the story here from the Daily Mail, Will Ferrell was being interviewed for an upcoming movie he's in with Reese Witherspoon.
And Rory Scovel, my pal.
And at one point, the star was asked what he thought should be banned when it came to weddings, and he simply replied, the cash bar, which I think everybody can agree with.
Sure, yeah.
If you're having me at your wedding, and I'm coming and giving you a nice little gift, I think you probably can just go ahead and get us that little bar, so all we got to do is tip the rest of the night, right? The cash bar is pretty antiquated anyway. I don't think I've been to a wedding with a cash bar probably, I don't know, it's been 7 or 8 years. Does that still happen at all?
I went to one lifetime. One.
That's tough.
And everybody, you know, had that rude awakening where it wasn't advertised as such, right? Because, like, listen, I'm not trying to be rude or you know, whatever, but if you are going to you're going to a wedding and you know that the that folks in question may not have a ton of resources and it may just sort of be and it's like, hey, there will be a cash bar. It's like you can make your educated choice. And it's not great, but you understand it, right? Like the more important part is the love and the nuptials and the blah, blah, blah. So if you go and it's like knowing it's a cash bar, it just sort of changes how you do things. It's the ambush. Because the expectation is not cash bar. And when you roll up and the guy's like $8 for my scotch and on the rocks. Oh, hold it. What are we doing? Wait, what?
And that's do I the have cash?
Yeah, and I don't.
Right, that can be rough. So here's what I'm getting rid of at weddings. I've always found this to be weird. I wonder if there was a time when it wasn't creepy. You know, there's like times have just changed. And 30 years ago, a lot of things that happened that are weird now were normal and reasonable.
Uh-huh.
Maybe this is one of those things. You're older than me, so perhaps you can shed some insight. I have always found the wacky bit where the groom gets down on a knee with the bride in a chair, and like she lifts up her leg, and then he digs into her wedding dress, like all up under the dress, and he's like looking around at the crowd like he's being Mr. Funny Guy. And then he like reaches way up under her dress, and he finds the garter and slides it down her leg, and some song's playing. And then we're going to throw it, and someone's going to catch it. And whoever catches it, I don't know what happens, but something happens. I want all of that gone. And I will say, I think we're trending that way. I've been to more weddings where that didn't happen than that did happen. But I have seen it enough times to know that I am really uncomfortable sitting there watching that whole thing. Because the dad of the bride is 15 feet away, and this creep groom is feeling up the leg and all the way up the dress, and
but
then pulling
isn't it
down
the whole point that it's not the groom, that it's like someone else is doing that? You know what I'm talking about, or am I nuts? Like, is the best man does it?
that would be even weirder. I don't even remember.
I can't remember. I think.
Are you saying that the guy that catches the garter? You might be right about this, actually.
Right. Where the whole
the guy
is
that catches
like,
the garter
is
then puts
go?
It on.
And it's like woo. And it's
no.
Like,
here's what I think happens. Yeah. I think you're onto something. I think the groom goes up under the dress and gets the garter.
Okay.
And then he tosses it back to a guy. The guys are all lined up. Someone catches it, and then they have to put it back on a girl.
Yeah.
No, they put it back on like a girl who catches the flowers or something weird like that. The whole thing is weird and creepy is my point.
Yeah.
It's like that needs to not happen anymore.
100% agree. So I love that one. That's a good thing to ban. Here's mine. I need an ending. I mean, 100% never again, okay, to the choreographed dance call and response songs. In other words, like where it's like everyone's dancing to tunes that they like. It's a good playlist, or maybe it's a band. But the next thing you go, we're now doing two hops this time. Bah, bah, right on a bit. Turn around. Cha-cha this time. Into the
so
sun.
You want cha-cha slide gone.
Electric slide, chicken dance, all of these stupid things just destroyed, burned, and devastated so that no one can do them ever again. You're talking about cringeworthy things? They're like my skin is crawling thinking about those things. Just the
where
pits.
Are you on the conga line?
Out.
You know, where everyone lines up and puts their hands on the person's shoulder in front of them. Then you go around the whole room.
For almost 4 seconds. Oh, fun. But now we're, like, still doing it. And how many laps am I doing? And now that should be over. You know what I mean? Like, I've done it. It's fine. But now we're just, like, somebody now has her hands on my side fat. And, like, that's we're just walking around for 7 minutes. It's not that great, you know?
One of my favorite scenes in The Grinch, every Christmas watching that movie, it always pops me. Is when he's trying to be holiday cheermeister and he comes down to Whoville. And for whatever reason, they're doing the conga line and he's so into it.
Yeah.
And he's got his hand, like someone's on him and he's on someone else. I don't know why that always pops me so hard. But it is just one of the cheesiest like camaraderie bits at a wedding. It's tough. I could do away with that, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah.
But I would, in a draft, cash bar goes before it. And the let's grab the garter from under the dress thing and everyone can watch us thing, I'm going to put that ahead of it in the draft.
Add on those. Because there's still some things about weddings. And, you know, people can make fun of me. That's fine. There's still some things that, like, the traditions are beautiful and awesome. You know, like the daddy daughter dance, or the
all in.
You know, the first song is the first time as a couple. They introduce these people because the whole point is you're celebrating this couple's love. And then
where are you on the first dance as a couple?
I'm into it. It's, you know, we
I'm out on that one.
We didn't do it, just because our whole point was like people came and let's party. Like once we do the part where you got to pay attention and listen to us gush about each other, let's not stop the party for any reason. Like let's go. Eat the food and kick ass, but I don't mind that at all. Like where you picked a song that you like and everybody's there and they ever take the pictures of you and it's cool. I liked you guys. I had fun.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, mother son is definitely a thing. I love that. Father daughter should definitely be a thing. The couples dance, it just goes too long for me. You know, like I'm up there and everyone's looking at me. I want nothing to do with it.
Now invite everyone else out on the dance floor as well. If you're coupled up, going out to the dance floor.
Yeah, I guess that one bothered me more when I was participating than as a spectator.
Because you're just out there the whole time, dude, and everyone's looking at you.
It's also awkward, though, just to sit there and watch for if it's like a 2.5-3 minute song. Like you said, let's go 45, 50 seconds and keep this thing moving.
Then I turn around and start eating my food while they're doing it. Like, I don't have to pay full attention. Like, I get my two pictures.
You work on the salad at least.
Yeah, right?
Luke is in D.C. on Grant, and Danny wanted to hop in on the fact that Josh Harris said today that the name Commanders is here to stay. Luke, are you going to get used to it if they win? Can it grow on you?
No, I was... It was a kick in the gut. Like, I was listening to it live, and when he said it, I was just so deflated. And for the people to say, get over it, move on, like, that is such a simpleton way of going about it, in my opinion. It's like, you know, if you go and get hammered and get a face tattoo, like, every time you look in the mirror, you have to see your dumb face tattoo. Like, every time that I say the word, say that, like, it makes me crazy, and I can't help myself. And I just... For people talking down and saying, we'll get over it, move on. Well, there's a lot of people like me, I think. And, yes, we're getting less and less. But to say move on and get over it is just such a cop-out to me. And, Danny, you know, I would just say this. I would say, like, one of the best movies of America, if his mama called him Clay, I'm going to call him Clay.
Brother, Coming to America. I get it. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. This happens all the time, GP, in our thing, and we're you know, we love doing it so much. But discussions a lot of times sort of turn into narratives and what we're quote unquote going to have to deal with, you know. So I find myself all the time arguing against extremes. So the people that like yell like just win, okay, I'd like to win too. I'm weird over here that I'm just walking around with this gum in my mouth and there's no incident. You know what I mean? I can do multiple things. I can care about multiple stuff. And they, you know, they'll yell, like, just shut up and get over it, to the caller's point. It's like, okay, well, there's a lot of people that have a pretty sentimental tie to something that will never come back again. And it's significant, you know? Like, if you have a loss of any kind in your life, be it as trivial as a football team that you like, or, you know, I could have told my dad back in the 70s when the Senators left, get over it. Just get over it. They're not coming back. Get over it. Okay, well, he had some good memories going to Griffith Stadium, and he had some fun times, and it was a big deal to him. So, you know, I don't know, man. I'm with the call in the sense it's like the getting yelled at part of it is almost worse than the actual action.
We've got a poll every single day on Grant and Danny that we post for you, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. You can check out our poll at the 106.7 The Fan Twitter page. Let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do your heavy lifting and take it to the house. More at DCMetropolitanMoving.com. Today's poll actually involved the name change, and I was actually surprised by the results. A couple of hundred votes into this point, but Josh Harris announced today that Commander's name is here to stay. Would you have made a change or kept the name as is? 66% said no, I would have changed it. 33% said yes, I would keep it. So two-thirds wanted it changed, and one-third said they would have kept it. Very inexact, but I would have thought that percentage was much lower. I would have thought it would be like 90-10, 80-20. But for what it's worth, two-thirds to one-third saying they would have changed it one more time.
Wonder what that'll be like in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, kind of to the point that you've been making sort of throughout the show on this, right?
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is it, you know, a huge thing happened this year? That name and that team had a lot of success, more than they've had in decades. You repeat that a couple of times, that 33 is what? 45 or 60 or, you know, even more than that. And there's going to be folks like me, stubborn, who, you know, just put your head in the sand or draw a line and say, I'm never crossing it. And that's that. And I understand that because that's how I feel. But I think more and more for younger fans who don't have any great association with the old way or a brand or, you know, only associate anything in the past with bad and this new thing now with good. I mean, one of their 3 years with this name, they went to an NFC title game. That's a pretty good ratio, you know. That's better than what it was for three decades. So I get it.
For you and for our last caller a couple minutes ago, and the people that are still annoyed by and disenfranchised by this name, mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to have to accept your olive branch of peace. You're going to have to accept your consolation prize, which is going to be uniform changes and tweaks that look a little bit more like the uniforms that you cared about way back when Joe Gibbs was winning a Super Bowl in the 1.0 era of Washington football. Josh Harris did not corroborate our report, I wouldn't say, or confirm it, but he did certainly lend credence to the fact that what we were talking about on the station and on the show last week is absolutely a thing, and it is absolutely happening, that the uniforms are going to be part of their quest, as he said, while they're not going to change the name back, they're going to do everything that they can to make sure that they honor the past. And I think they're going to be really careful here, especially on a day when you're saying it's Commanders, suckers, deal with it, losers. You know, or whatever.
Take that, Danny.
That's how a lot of people heard it.
Yeah.
It's also, I think, a good time for him to remind everybody, yeah, but we're doing this other stuff. If you're a Redskins fan, we're going to make you happy too. Don't worry. And he did mention that today. I think the uniforms will be a big part of that.
And it's a good point. And it's one of those things where it's like, this is, you know, we can't give you everything, but we can give you a little something, right? So I know it's not enough, and it doesn't change everything for me. It's correct. I'd like an extra step, by the way, which is to get rid of the current name, too. But this is very, very good, right? That is undoubtedly on a binary. That's a one, not a zero. That's a positive development that they're going to be doing that. So, yeah, it is a nice thing. I think, by the way, just as a quick side, I wonder how you feel. The saying, like, we're obviously going to stick with Commanders, but we're going to honor the past a lot. How do you do that exactly? You know what I mean? Like, how do you thread that needle where...
That's been the difficult challenge since the moment they changed the name.
And it's like, if the door slams on any name change, which it sounds like it has, I think we're both in agreement there, and how do you thread that needle of honoring the past without sort of acknowledging that this thing now is not that? I think it's hard.
Oh, it absolutely is, yeah. This has been their biggest issue. And it's not just the Harris ownership group. They're new to this. I mean, they're the latest to have to take this on, but this started with Jason Wright. They failed miserably at it. because they didn't have any institutional knowledge. But I think just by having an ownership group that was a bunch of fans that went to games, they're way ahead of the curve. And then they've got a lot of people around, you know, number one, really good, legitimate people, but also people that I think a lot of them do know the history and do care about the team, so they won't make some of the same mistakes and step into the same foibles as the last group did. During the break, I was putting together a list of some things to hit on the end of the show here, some NFL news and notes, and I saw right there that the box score for the Pro Bowl was available to me after the NFC topped the AFC in a three-peat in the Pro Bowl games, which I guess was yesterday. Can that game be less relevant? I'm not doing like a, you know, Tony Kornheiser, I don't watch the games, I go to bed early bit. I love watching sports, and if I would have bumped into it on TV in the hotel or something, I would have watched it, I'm sure. But is it just me? I mean, I don't ever remember a Pro Bowl being played and me not knowing, even for 1 second, that it was coming up, that it was about to be played. I never thought about it once. It's flag football now. I haven't seen one highlight. I don't know who called it, what channel it was on. Could that game be less significant in the grand scheme of things?
And it'll still outdraw any other sporting event that's not football this year, by
true.
The way. But it's not relevant to me. I've found it unwatchable for a long time. I used to kind of would check it out, just sort of see what's what do the uniforms look like this year or whatever. And I remember the moment of sort of line of demarcation for me. I don't even remember who the players were, to be honest with you. But a defensive end beat the left tackle, had a clean shot on the quarterback. This is Lawrence Taylor sack fumble stuff. This is, you know, change the game type stuff. He pulled up, in fact, kind of jogged by him, and the guy completed a pass. And I went, it's not football anymore, and that's okay. Seriously, I'm not going to do a, like, they're ruining the game or whatever. I get it. It's Pro Bowl. They're keeping each other held up, and they're not, you know, really getting into conflicts. And
I mean, they're
just going
actually
through the
playing flag football,
and it's
now
flag football. They fully gone that way. But I went, okay, this is not just another NFL football game with the stars. This is something else entirely. So I think in general, by the way, we have an all-star problem in sports. Like,
totally.
These games are just are like, however our entertainment proclivities have moved, these games have not matched them, and they're trying to figure something out.
Well, here's the problem is it's about the protection of the players. I'm not saying it shouldn't be, but that's what's ruined all-star games. The only sport that is a really, really good all-star game is baseball,
This is
where you don't
game.
Have to worry about the physical element. But in basketball, nobody wants to risk injury by D-ing each other up and bodying each other and going to the floor and fouling each other. Hockey is just a wide open, you know, they do a tournament with three players, same thing. We're not hitting, we're not checking, we're not actually defending. It's just skills challenges, essentially. So as we've gotten smarter and we understand what you're putting your body through and the risk of injuries, both head trauma and physically to other body parts, and with the money on the line for these players now, nobody wants to risk the injuries. In hockey, it's at least super entertaining. I even think you can make the case, as flawed as basketball's all-star game is, there's some value to it. I literally think if the NFL just never had a Pro Bowl again right now, I would not, I know I wouldn't miss it, but I don't think most people would miss it. I mean, maybe kids really enjoy it, and it's worth doing if that's the case, because you're always trying to appeal to your young audience, see all their, you know, Disney and Nickelodeon broadcasts and Toy Story games and all this stuff. And if kids are into it, if I was 10 or 12, I'm sure, especially if I was playing flag football, it'd be the coolest thing ever to watch the NFL players do it. But for grown-ups, I can't imagine there's a dude listening to us driving around in their car in D.C. right now that was, like, excited to watch the Pro Bowl yesterday.
Yeah.
Not one.
Well, but I'm with you. I think you actually said it perfectly. Where it never occurred to me at any point during my activities yesterday, oh, the Pro Bowl's on. You know what I mean? Like, there was always something else that I was doing. There was no appointment. There was no, I need to see it or I want to check it out. The first highlight I saw was at 5:54, right after we went to break a minute ago. I happened to look up at ESPN here in the studio, and Jared Goff threw a pass to somebody, and he caught it, and then Jared Goff was, like, hoisting a trophy. So I was like, okay, I guess the NFC won.
Jared Goff was the MVP. Clary's got to be steamed up.
Yeah, big day. Big day for Detroit Lions.
I'm surprised.
Clary.
Has Clary really not mentioned that in the studio today?
So I haven't been privy to it, but I'm sure he has. I'm sure let everybody know. He's like, he yelled at all of us earlier to do our HR compliance training. He's like, it's overdue for you, 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 and you, and I'll write you up. Like, that's how, you know how he talks now that he's corporate.
Corporate guy, yeah.
Yeah, and once he was done with that, then he was also, like, sort of sitting there, like, just crone a little bit about Jared Goff. And I walked out of the room for that part.
Toby, you have been in the very small room with Ryan all day long. Has he mentioned Jared Goff's Pro Bowl MVP?
No, I've been waiting for it all day. I've been sitting here anticipating him bringing it up, talking about how he's the best quarterback in the National Football League, how he'd trade Jaden for him all day, and he hadn't brought it up, so I'm a little bit surprised. He must have missed it or something. If Clary doesn't even care when his boy Jared Goff is playing in the Pro Bowl, then no one does.
Yeah, big Jared Goff guy couldn't be bothered to watch it.
Well, did Clary know that Goff even was in the Pro Bowl yesterday?
Well, of course I knew he was in the Pro Bowl. He's one of the top three quarterbacks in the NFL this year, so obviously he was in the Pro Bowl. But if I'm just being honest, I didn't even watch the Pro Bowl yesterday. I don't care about it anymore. This is all news to me. I didn't even see that he won the MVP yesterday.
How steamed are you now that you know, though? You're definitely going to use that in an argument about Jared Goff in a couple of years.
Pro Bowl MVP?
No chance. I mean, here's the thing about Jared Goff is that, like, when you have high expectations, I expect high things from him. And he won the Pro Bowl MVP. I expect him to win Super Bowl MVP down the road someday in Detroit. And we'll see what happens.
If I don't see him laugh when you said that,
Pro Bowl MVP t-shirt pretty soon, I'm going to be a little disappointed.
I'll see. I'll do that.
Well, Grant, you could tell he's lying, by the way. Because he got an email alert. It's like, Jared Goff won Super Bowl MVP. Like, it's right there on his desktop. I walked right by it and saw it. Like, he knew.
When he said he knew Super Bowl MVP for Jared Goff, did he have to fight back a smirk? I can't see him.
No. Totally serious.
He was serious?
100% serious.
Yeah. 100%
wow.
Serious. Yep.
By the way, that's a tough offseason so far for your Detroit Lions, bud. I'm sorry. I mean, the Commanders over here have everybody coming back right now. Cliffy didn't go. Brian Johnson didn't get the Texans job. They blocked David Blau. So the continuity's working out. The worst case scenario right now for Detroit and Jared Goff, he's losing all of his coaches.
I mean, it's Jared Goff that makes that magic work in Detroit. So, I mean, they've still have Jared Goff. I don't know what to say, but they have Jared Goff.
Yeah. Somebody has to hand the ball to Jameson Williams on that reverse. And Goff is that man.
He's really good at it.
How rude is the awakening going to be without Ben Johnson and Antoine Randall-El and that staff this coming year? Now, they might still have the best line in the league, and they'll have some weapons.
And they'll be good again.
He'll be fine, but I don't think it's going to be anything like it's been the last couple of years.
No, so I'm going to do the thing that I accuse people of doing, and I hate when they do it, but I'm going to lay in wait. I'll be sitting there just waiting for that Jared Goff game where he looks like the praying mantis quarterback that we all know he is. He doesn't have that friendly nest of offensive genius and infinite tools supporting him, and he just can't get out of his own way. Oh, I'm going to be insufferable that day. Look for it.
I just want Ryan to be happy other than when Jared Goff thrives.
Other than that, yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, he can be happy.
Well, when he's happy, the corporation's happy, and they're looking, and they're smiling.
That's a good point.
And all the benevolence, like computers work and stuff.
Yeah, no, the Odyssey bosses come over and just give us raises because mm-hmm. Ryan's happy.
Yeah.
Big thanks to Tobes and Ryan and the crew behind the scenes back in D.C. Linnell's got overtime coming up on the Fan, so keep it right here, live and local into the evening. We've got an outstanding show planned for you tomorrow. We are jacked up to be on Radio Row in New Orleans getting ready for Super Bowl 59. Among our guests tomorrow, Solomon Wilcots, Thomas Dimitroff, and a cast of stars out here in New Orleans. So make sure you're listening at 2 o'clock tomorrow. For Danny, I'm Grant, saying so long. Thanks for checking us out.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.